This is the StoryCorps podcast, and as we head into Labor Day weekend, we'll hear about a teenager whose job helped send humans into space. It was before NASA, in the mid-1950s. Alton Yates was part of a small group of Air Force volunteers who tested the effects of high speeds on the body. They were strapped to rocket-propelled sleds that hurtled down a track at more than 600 miles per hour and would stop in a matter of seconds. These experiments helped prove that space travel was safe for humans. And at StoryCorps, Yates told his daughter, Toni, that for him, the story started in high school, shortly after his mother died.
My dad was trying to raise the seven of us by himself, and I knew that as soon as I finished high school, I was going to have to help with taking care of the family.
How did you know he needed your help?
Well, he came home from work, and he rolled cigarettes, he roasted peanuts and put them in little bags, and then he left home immediately to sell those products, and I just couldn't stand to see him continue to do that. There weren't any good-paying jobs just out of high school, so I decided to join the Air Force. And a call had gone out for volunteers to determine the effects of space travel on the human body. So I became one of the human guinea pigs who rode high-speed rocket sleds.
How old were you when you did the first test?
I was 19. When the sled took off, it was almost as if everything in your body was being forced out through your back. And then when it stopped, it was like driving an automobile at 100 miles an hour and running into a stone wall.
But yet you did that 65 times?
I did it more than 65 times. And let me tell you, there was something about the group of volunteers. I remember one, when they took him off the sled, he was like a dish rag. The rest of us saw what happened to him, but we were anxious to get strapped into that seat to conduct the next experiment. We went up to Johnsville, Pennsylvania. They had a huge centrifuge up there. We rode that thing at high speeds, and you had your hand on a little trigger. And the minute you started to black out, your hand would come off the trigger, and that would stop the centrifuge.
Did your dad know what you were doing?
He didn't know initially, but Ebony Magazine published an article that showed pictures of some of these rocket sleds that I had been riding. When my dad got a copy of that magazine, he took that thing everywhere he went. And I think to make my father proud of me was something that I'd always wanted to do. And I was able to do that before he passed away.
The day that man went into space, what was that like for you?
I felt a warmth that came over my body when I heard the countdown. And even to this day, every time there's a liftoff, I think a little piece of me lifts off with each one of those missions.
That's Alton Yates with his daughter, Toni, in Jacksonville, Florida. You can see photos of Alton on the sled and read the Ebony article he mentions on our website, storycorps.org. Alton left the Air Force in 1959. He packed up his car for the drive home to Florida from New Mexico, where he was stationed. Along the way, there were so few restaurants that would serve him, he ended up living on peanut butter and sliced bread for the entire 1,300-mile drive. When he got back to Jacksonville, he decided to join the civil rights movement. And on August 27, 1960, he participated in a sit-in at Woolworth's that turned violent and became known as Axe Handle Day.
Axe Handle Day was a group of white men deciding that they were not going to allow us to sit in at those lunch counters. They attacked us with baseball bats and axe handles and beat the living daylights out of us. I was hit with an axe handle.
You have a scar on your head.
Yes. The police were there. They stood around and they watched and they did nothing. Things had to change. And Axe Handle Day simply ushered that along.
That's Alton Yates at StoryCorps. This has been the StoryCorps podcast. I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.